Another pesky topic, though, in the summer, mosquitoes. I have to say, this summer, we did purchase a Thermacell mosquito repellent. I'm not paid by that company. My husband just read some good reviews. So far, it appears to be working. But I want to talk to a researcher out of the University of British Columbia who has taken a close look at mosquitoes and why it is they love to suck our blood. Ben Matthews, professor in the UBC Department of Zoology. Dr. Matthews, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I think every insect, every animal in this world has a role to play, except for wasps and mosquitoes. Tell me why mosquitoes are important in the bigger scheme of things.
Well, mosquitoes, it turns out, are actually food for a number of other animals, including larger insects, birds, bats, things like that. But also, just like bees pollinate flowers and other plants, mosquitoes do as well. So one of the misconceptions about mosquitoes is that they only suck blood, and it turns out that that's not completely true. So only female mosquitoes take blood. So the men are off the hook in this particular side of things. And both male and female mosquitoes actually need nectar and pollen from flowers and plants to survive. And so as they hop from flower to flower, plant to plant, they are doing much as bees do, carrying pollen and germinating the next generation.
Ah, the misunderstood mosquito. But at this point, I just want to talk about your research, because I know when it comes to mosquitoes, we hear a lot about, oh, they're attracted to the color of your clothing. But you have found it's more about the smell that we're emitting. Tell me about that, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. They pay attention to visual cues, also temperature and carbon dioxide that we breathe out. But we know that for some species of mosquitoes, the ones that really prefer humans over other animals, that they're paying attention primarily to the odors that are coming off of your skin. And it's not actually odors that we produce per se. It's actually odors that are produced by the bacteria that are living on your skin. So they take your sweat, which doesn't smell too bad the moment it comes out. And as it incubates with those bacteria on your skin, they produce volatile odorants that are specific to humans and that the mosquitoes really pick up on as they're trying to find you.
So it's the combination of the sweat with that bacteria on our skin.
That's right.
So I shouldn't sweat in the summer.
Well, you can try not to sweat in the summer, but that's going to be a tall order, especially these days.
Yes.
So if you do have to be outside and there are mosquitoes around, and if it's not too hot, you can try long sleeve clothing. So preventing them from getting access to bare skin is going to work. But then personal repellents. So repellents that contain DEET, and that's DEET, is a chemical that actually scrambles their sense of smell so that they won't be able to find you in the environment. And that's probably the best you're going to do if you're outside and sweating in mosquito country this summer.
Yeah. Mosquitoes, some of them in some countries are dangerous when it comes to malaria. Tell me about the mosquitoes that populate Canada.
Sure. So we have over 80 species of mosquito in Canada, and none of them transmit human malaria, which is the primary killer in terms of mosquito-borne disease. And it's found in sub-Saharan Africa and India, in many parts of the world, but luckily for us, not yet here in Canada. In Canada, we do have to worry a little bit about diseases like West Nile virus and some of the equine encephalitises, but they are thankfully pretty rare as it compares to other parts of the world. If you're traveling somewhere, subtropical especially, it's good to pay attention to what's there, what's being transmitted, and take the appropriate prophylactic medicines if you're going to malaria endemic countries, and just generally try and avoid getting bitten by mosquitoes if you're in a place where there's a lot of disease.
So you touched on animals. The mosquitoes, yeah, we have in Canada, are you saying that if I was standing next to a cow or a horse, they probably would prefer me over the cow or the horse?
There are some species that would prefer you, and we call those anthropophilic, which means that they really like humans over other animals when given a choice. But we actually have a whole range. So we have some mosquitoes that will primarily bite birds, and so they would ignore you in favor of something flying around. Mm. We have some mosquitoes that don't take blood at all, and instead there are immature stages. There are larval and pupal stages actually are carnivorous and eat other insects at that stage, so they don't need that protein from blood. So we do have some that are anthropophilic, and as we all know, there are plenty of generalist mosquitoes, which means they'll bite anything that's out there, and we often fall victim to them as well.
What is it about ankles? I don't know why. I would get the worst mosquito bites on my ankles. I'm not sure if it's because I just don't have enough nerve endings to feel them before they bite, but I'm sure your research didn't handle that. But have you ever seen, it seems mosquitoes go after ankles more than any other part of the body?
Yeah, some species will. And again, it gets back to that bacteria. And as we know, feet and socks can be especially odorous, and it can actually produce different types of odors than the rest of our body. And so there are absolutely some species that will pick up on those cues that are primarily coming off of your feet.
I'm not so sensitive to think that you think my feet smell. knowing this kind of information, and I know, we know it's usually avoid dawn and dusk, wear the long sleeves, spray yourself with DEET. Is there anything you see down the road that might give us the upper hand when it comes to mosquitoes?
Sure. So I'll just add to your list that if you own property or you live somewhere that has any kind of standing water, the single best thing you can do is actually get rid of that standing water, because that's where they breed. And if you get rid of the habitat, there won't be as many mosquitoes nearby. But down the road, what we're hoping to do is to create better repellents. So as we know, DEET does work, but there's always a possibility to have something a little bit better.
Yeah.
But also, now that we know that it's bacteria that are primarily responsible for producing the odors they pick up on, there are some people who think that we might be able to actually apply topical skin creams or something that would change the composition of our skin microbiome. And that might either produce repellents or at least not produce the type of odors that the mosquitoes are picking up on.
And then you have to make sure that cream is also SPF 50, because I would have to be putting on the sunscreen. I'd have to be putting on the mosquito repellent and everything else. Ben, very interesting. I appreciate you sharing your research with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Ben Matthews, he is a professor, UBC's Department of Zoology.